just where exactly now is Santa Barbara?
Santa Barbara. It is a little northern community located approximately between Monterey and Los Angeles.
Is there much surfing going on there?
Quite a bit of surfing.
Is there anything like a hamlet?
I even partaken it myself.
What about tacos? How's the taco industry?
There are quite a few Mexicans up there, too. You're hip, aren't you?
Has it got a bohemian section?
Very hip.
No. There's just a few ethnic cats on campus. But
what's your next question?
Next question. Should we start with the first?
No, let's bury the first question.
Who exactly influenced you in your blues before you actually got into topical folk music?
Victor Maymutis. Victor Maymutis is an old blues singer. I believe he comes out of Chicken Farm, Chicago.
I come out of the egg.
And there's a lot of Rembrandt in that blues.
Would you like to introduce yourself, the other guys?
This is Sparky. Sparky, one of my friends. This is my next friend here, Bogus.
Hi, kids.
I'm
Bogus Wasp. I'm carrying the gun.
What do you think of...
He has 100 extra chairs.
Of Silver's article in the last issue of Sing.
Groovy.
Whatever it was. Whatever it is.
Do you agree with what he said?
Certainly do.
You do?
Where would I be if I didn't?
What did he say?
Yeah, answer that. You answer that.
Do you want me to say?
I certainly do.
Did you read the article?
Most certainly did.
What did it say?
Well, I'm asking you to tell me. Here they come.
Step right this way.
Here he is right now. You want to introduce yourself?
Do
you have any tubes of blues with you?
No, I don't have any.
You have no blue tubes.
Yes. Mr. Dillon, want to shake the hand?
Thank you very much.
I want to take a picture with you.
Okay. Let's take a picture right now with my friend here, one of my blues influencers. Right here.
Okay, look, now here's the camera.
All right, let's take a look at that camera. I didn't even introduce myself. I thought you were Irwin Silver.
No. This is my father.
Oh.
He's back in New York. How could I be Irwin Silver? Do you know Sis Cunningham?
Cisco Houston?
Sis Cunningham.
I used to, I don't know. What did she do?
How come you have any songs in Broadside or Sing Out?
Broadside or Sing Out? Hey, I don't... God. Oh, why not? I have no idea.
I don't
even know what I'm doing here. What am I supposed to do with the Broadside thing
out? All right, wait. We had our arms around each other.
Taking photographs, sir. Can we have silence? Can we have a little silence?
A little silence now.
Taking some photographs. Silence, please. Silence.
1, 2, 3. Kiss it now.
Oh, no. No. Well, say something.
Shit. Shit will do. Is anything else?
Don't say. I'll fade it out over the air.
Don't say.
You can fade it out. Let's try that again.
All right. Okay.
Keep those people out of here.
It didn't flash.
Keep
those people back.
Picture of those lights back there.
Yeah, you can't take it against the lights. You get nothing but lights.
Yeah. Well,
you don't dig.
Oh, well.
Back to Silver's article.
Right.
Back what did he say?
Hey, who knows what he said? You know? You're a better man than me.
No.
What? I'm not
we're
here.
All
equal.
Regarding, but we're really glad he came.
I think he said we're all equal.
I said that.
Oh, you said that.
I said that. Okay.
Well, I say we're all brothers.
You don't know Tom Carvey.
Tom Carvey? I most certainly do know Tom Carvey.
Tom Carvey? Yeah.
That's him right here.
No.
No? Yeah, I don't know. If he's not here in the room, I don't know him.
A pretty girl.
I don't know. I'll have to talk to him next time I see him.
If he's not in the room...
He's lying then, isn't
what's
he?
The he's not what's lying.
Here? What's the problem?
Tom, come here. Tell these people who you are. This is Tom Carvey right here.
Tom Carvey, speaking to you there, Santa Barbara now, ladies and gentlemen. You're on the glide path. Bring it on in. Come on easy.
All right, yeah, good enough. I can't have him say too much. All right? No. You know.
Go ahead. Well, let's see. I got...
The second question.
Yeah. You got the answer to the first one?
Yeah. Irwin Silver.
Right.
Is that right?
That's the answer.
Is that right?
That's the answer. I don't know what the question was. Come on, your 100 folding chairs.
Has success spoiled you?
Oh, of course it has. You're kidding?
What are you drinking?
What are we drinking here?
Can I have a shot?
This is not something you probably like.
7-Up.
It's Moomoo juice. Moomoo juice mixed with a little yogurt.
Oh, that's bitchin' stuff.
And some egg cream.
I dig.
A couple of plants.
I dig.
We call it dahi.
We call it dahi where we come from.
I dig.
No, you can't have any of my dahi.
Please.
Success is onto my head.
Please.
God.
What was your last song you wrote?
Last song I wrote?
Yeah.
It was called The Song.
The Song?
Yeah.
T-H-E-E. The
Song.
And where did you get the inspiration for this masterpiece?
I got it from The.
What's The's last name?
Song?
For real? Are you going to sing I Shall Be Free number 10?
I don't know if I sing it. Yeah.
Why don't you?
If I can remember it, maybe I'll sing that one.
Oh, yeah.
What's the next question now?
I have to read it.
Excuse me. What about that horse over there? Did you bring him in here?
Hell no.
Yeah, you probably brought him in here for a prop.
A horse is too ethnic for me.
Are you a member of the Communist Party?
I most certainly am.
Good.
This is going to be on the air, bud.
I'm a communist. I don't care who knows it.
They'll have to blacklist you, Bob.
Hey, I don't care.
You can't appear on Hoot Nanny.
Hey, I'm a communist. Hey, if it's going to put anybody uptight by me saying I'm a communist, then I got to say I'm a communist. I'm a John Bircher, too.
And a Minuteman.
Yeah, of course.
Hell yes. Where's your M1?
Hey, I've got it in my wallet.
How about the
DAR? DAR, I'm a member of DAR.
Hey, Tom Carvey's dad is president of the DAR.
Well, he's a friend of mine.
Tom Carvey?
Yeah.
Friend of yours.
Yeah. We met at the DAR.
Right. His dad's president.
And also.
Hey, what do you think about Joan Baez being in jail?
Yeah, I think I got to tell some people about that.
What do you think about Joan Baez?
I'm going to get her out as soon as possible.
But she had been here tonight and she wasn't in jail.
Huh?
We're crashing that jail.
We're going in with machine guns. Get them all out.
We'll spring that girl.
We'll
spring that little honey.
Sign it. Can I sign it? Let's see. We have to get another question, Jim.
Any question,
Bill? I want to say hello to George Lincoln Rockwell. I hear he's out around here.
Right.
Glendale. Is he a personal friend of yours?
I've run across him a few times.
You like him?
I don't have nothing against him.
He did all right.
Let's say hello. Can we come back?
To see you.
Well...
Where's Dell anyway? Kaufman. Dell Kaufman. Oh, is he?
Well, they left. They said he'd be back.
No. I just wondered if he was down here. Back to the interview, Bob.
Stand over here. We're gonna try that picture one more time.
Back to the interview.
Back to the interview.
All right.
What about that interview?
Ball better.
All right. Let's see.
Beautiful.
Good.
Very good.
Thanks a lot, Abba.
Okay.
Back to the interview. Why have you changed from album to album?
Why have I changed from album to album?
Hell yes.
Well, I guess I would, I don't know.
You calm down. Why?
Calm down?
Hell yes.
Is that the word?
Yes.
I thought the word was change.
Calm down. Well, you have to change somehow. You could calm up or calm down.
Yeah,
calm down.
I don't know.
You don't play a mean harmonica anymore. Why?
I've been trying not to change, you know, but I just change. I guess I can't help it. I don't know.
Don't you play the old harmonica, the blues and stuff?
Let's see you play.
Oh, groove. No, I can't play one of these.
No, you need a honer.
No. These I can't do that. It's too big. You see, it's got these two things here. I don't play them like that. I don't know how to do it.
Honer.
Single reed. Yeah.
You use honers, right?
Yeah.
What, do you cross tune?
Yeah.
All the time?
Yeah.
What do you use? Which harmonica?
I use four harmonicas.
I know. Which one predominantly?
I
you do most
G.
of your stuff in G.
G, yeah. I use G harmonica or C harmonica.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Some more questions?
Go ahead.
Okay. Let's see. God, we've got some good ones here, too.
I hope so.
How close are actually you to Woody Guthrie?
No, I wouldn't imagine him.
No relation with him.
No relation at all to him. None.
No. Have you seen him lately?
Haven't seen him. No.
You've seen Elliot lately?
Once in a while I see him on the street, that's all.
Did you see him at Newport this year?
Yes, I did. Fact.
Yeah, he said. Last time I talked to him, he said he did. Blew half the concert talking to you.
Yeah, I was talking to him for a while.
Are you from New York?
No, I'm from Minnesota.
Minnesota?
I'm from Minnesota. Minnesota, get away from me.
I don't like that match. Most of your fans are in New York.
Yeah, well, I went there.
What is your relation to Bias now?
My relation?
Are you her brother?
We're relations. That's about all I can say about it.
Where are you going from here?
I imagine right back to New York City. I'm going to England as soon as I can.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah, back to England.
For how long?
Well,
is it true that you're taking guitar lessons from the Beatles?
Oh,
is it true that you're the son of Jack Elliott?
Well, that's true.
Is it?
That's true. That's true.
Is it?
Or is he the son of Bob Dylan?
No, no, that's not true at all. That's not true at all.
Sometimes
we're the sons of God, my child. And it will always be so.
Aren't we all? Hopefully.
What do you
plan to go do from here as far as your songwriting? Anything special that you draw from?
No, nothing special. I don't even write songs anymore.
I'm beginning to wonder because you have nothing published anymore.
Yeah,
dig.
I don't write songs. I write songs for myself.
So you're writing a novel or a play or something like that?
Yeah, big play, long play.
On what?
On nothing.
On nothing?
Yeah.
Is it going to be a big Broadway
hit? It's going to be a big smash hit.
Big smash hit, yeah. What are you going to do from here as far as singing for...
Continue writing plays.
Where do you pick up these bitchin' names like Tidham Porterhouse and Blind Boy Grunt and all that crap? I mean, you sit and ponder this for hours and hours picking out these
Tidham
names.
Porterhouse has to be a very good friend of mine.
That's not what I heard.
Yeah,
how about Tidham, Blind Boy Grunt? How about Blind Boy Grunt?
Blind Boy Grunt happens to be a person that is blind.
Yes.
And
what about
if you're making fun of him... If you're making fun of him...
I wouldn't make fun of anybody that's blind.
Well, the guy is a friend of mine.
Yeah.
And he's blind, and he doesn't really have that much opportunity to get around.
Yeah.
And I don't want anybody making fun of him. If you want to ask me about him, that's fine. But
okay,
don't make
I'm asking you about him.
Don't make fun of him. I don't make fun of Tedham either.
Tedham?
Yeah.
He really wailed on that Jack Elliott album, didn't he?
Yeah, that's, he's good.
Plays with his feet. Right.
Very good.
Right.
But don't make fun of Blind Boy Grunt because he can't see too good.
He can't see too good. Well, if he's blind, imagine he could. You going to continue with Columbia?
I will certainly continue.
Are you going to wear with the Sonata Company like
Columbia.
Vanguard?
Hey, yeah, Columbia. Still
more records. We only have five more minutes.
Five more minutes.
Yeah, we got to shut it off now.
Next time, I'll ask you some more questions. Would you like to say goodbye to our audience?
Goodbye.
You got
to. Thank you,
Bob. Hang on just 1 second. There's a girl that really appreciate your autograph. Let me get a pencil.
You got a piece of paper around this chair.
Let's do it.